Hey, what's good, everyone? It is Samir. Welcome to Beat Fano Podcast. So awesome to have you back. We're super excited to share more testimony. And this week, we've got another episode. So stay tuned here on Beat Fano Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by the Music Producers Guild of New Zealand, Aotearoa. The Music Producers Guild is an advisory service that assists and empowers our music producer industry. Members get personalized contracts for music production, free Serato Studio, Sample and DJ Pro, access to discounted audio equipment and software, and advice from industry professionals. Buy your plugins through the MPG NZ website to help support us in growing our community. For more info, please visit www.mpgnz.co.nz. Back to the podcast. Awesome. Awesome. Welcome, everyone, to Beat Fano Podcast. And this week, we have Sham Sinatra. What's good, my man?
Oh, what's goody, man? It's nice to be in the show, Samar.
Yeah, sharp, my bro. Oh, it's an honor to have you. The man himself. I didn't realize you're also into podcasts, so you're probably one of the first people I've had on my podcast where your actual thing is podcast, bro, you know, as well. So that's so
cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't just do podcasting. Like, I started off doing music. I went to mains, like, style course. So, you know, in high school, you have a style course. So I had to do that for my part of my transition back to school from being a misfit and getting my level one terms, and then they were shocked to see me fail so quickly.
Wow.
Oh, that's how I got into music, from a bit of misfit troubles and hang. But I didn't realize growing up, like, the friends I would have would be into that life so much, eh?
Yeah,
I wasn't into that. I just, like, thought that's what they do.
Music, yeah.
But as I grew older, I realized, like, that wasn't.
You don't have to do it.
That was going up.
Yeah, so, you have to just do it. Yeah, but it's so cool. Oh, that's such a great segue as we get to know a bit more about you, bro. But I just wanted to kick off by saying, how we bumped paths before we get dive in. And I think it was pretty much, I saw your post on Audio Engineers, the Facebook group, and it was just like, I just felt called to, like, help a brother out. Hey, like, because that's like a really good question you asked about sample packs, and something I really like pushing all of us here in New Zealand to make the most of, like, because it's amazing, eh? Like, it's a world audience people, you know? Yeah.
There's a lot of good engineers in New Zealand that work in LA at the moment. One of my ex-tutors, Lance. I think his last name is Powell, but he's quite good. Like, he used to be a tutor at Mainz and now works in LA. There's so many likes of good people coming that are from New Zealand and they have gone abroad. Like, they've gone to SEE, they've gone to Mainz. They've gone all around the world. Like, you know, Nash went to France and he went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
All through music. So
I was just thinking. That's cool. Bro. I'll, like, be so keen to get him on too. But bro, let's carry on with the sort of early beginnings, bro. So you're at school. Is that when you found music, or was there music, like, back when you're still, like, primary school? What was the sort of, like, earliest memories, my bro?
So in high school, I walked into a toilet cubicle and everyone's just like, I needed to go to the toilet, so I'll just go there, use my toilet. And then they're playing rap music, and, like, I would listen to rap music and stuff, and I would listen to music on YouTube, but it was just the vibe we got. And then I sort of transitioned to, like, knowing people, but back then I wasn't really into music. I was just into the producing, like, not producing, but, like, getting a song, and then, you know, those bass boosters songs.
Exactly. They're like, rather than remix, they're just EQ'd up. But it's like subtly different.
I used to do that with a free program I found on the internet, and then what I would do is I'll take it, and then I'll say Carly Car, Rebel Soldiers, and all that, and I mix it in together. I'm virtual DJ and up the bass, and then yeah.
Yeah.
And then people listen to it in school. Yeah.
Oh, bro, what a great intro. Like, you know, I started with virtual DJ like so many people, and like you too, and it's bro, those are so like good memories, eh? Like like back that culture, yeah. And like you said, you know, the culture of when you're at school and all of that. So man, that's so cool. And yeah, so it's mainly like hip hop and rap stuff, like you're just that sort of vibe of like being able to listen to that music because it was there in the school. Was there any other music that popped out to you? Or was that like the big one, like hip hop and rap?
Yeah, I like other genres I mean, but what I like is chill. So regardless if it's hip hop or R&B, I just like it to be like studio Schoolboy Q. Songs like that. Or like Bryson Tiller Don't, or like Tiger Dancing for Dollars.
Yeah.
Songs like that. They don't really hurt the ear, because I would just walk around with earphones in my ear, and then the MP3s you would have, and everybody in school used to do that. So I would walk around with that, and I walk around everywhere. Like, I would walk to school, walk back home, and it's like walking about like 5Ks,
5-6Ks
back and forth.
Wow. Oh, beautiful. Mm. Bro, yeah, that's the days, eh? Or that's anyone could afford is just earbuds and MP3 players. So that's good memories, bro.
I never really had a smartphone or anything like that, or like a fancy computer or anything like that till I was like about 19 and 6 months old.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Getting my first smartphone was a big thing for me, eh?
Yeah.
I can still remember it. It was a Pocket Neo.
Which one was it?
A Pocket Neo.
Oh, wow.
And that's where I got my ring name from. It used to be the small Samsung ones, the ones you just saw.
Yeah, exactly. The first edition of smartphone. Wow. Oh, bro, that's some cool memories, bro. That's cool to hear where the name comes from, nickname Neo. But, bro, I think we're in the good territory to start diving in. The music journey for you, you know, going from just doing those sort of things you do as a music lover, you know, and messing around, and then starting to get your hands on the ground with what you wanted to do, whether it be production and DJing. So which came first, my bro? Because I know you also do radio, but was it production first, yeah?
Yeah, first came producing, so... First, what came was audio engineering at Mains doing a star course. That's what came first. And then once I figured out, they taught me like in that free, basically a week, you had the chance to learn. And then I didn't take music as a class in school though. So this was like a career advisor where you would go and do a star course, right? So I did the Mains one, and then I was so into it that I decided to leave school and go study with Glenn Paul Wadu. He used to be the Juice TV presenter.
Yeah, name rang a bell. Yeah, right.
Was around.
Yeah. Wow.
Good old GP. Yeah.
Wow.
So I decided to go study with him, and then I missed an opportunity to host a show with him, because he asked everyone in the classroom, so everyone went, but it tipped me, because I was so proud I was gonna be on TV or not, that I stayed up all night, and then I fell asleep, and then I like the next day when I woke up from that sleep, that one whole day that I slept, I thought it was the next day, and then I was like, and then the van came, and I was like, oh, you missed it.
Yeah. Oh man.
But that opportunity never stopped. Like, the opportunities never stopped coming.
Yeah.
So after that, I studied radio broadcasting as a foundation, level 3. And then I met a guy named Sonny Kaika.
Wow, cool.
He was my name
Yeah, I think that name rings a bell. But no, I think Man, so he's your tutor.
He used to work on he used to work at my theme.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I'm not sure, you might have told me about him or something else. That's cool, bro. So, Radio Broadcasting School. So, did you find about that out just like hunting down yourself, or did you get passed on? Like, you said, what was the way that you came across broadcasting school?
Oh, I did it in school. So, in high school, we would have 3-day episodes where they, you pick something and you go do it. So, first, I did the Mains one, and then I was like, I was into that music kind of radio vibe, and every time I would do it, I'd get an achievement, I'd pass the class. So I thought, why not do this professionally if I'm good at it? So yeah, the more and more I did, the better I got. But
wow. Oh, that's
it. There was a few setbacks, like over my mental health and contraband usage.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, that's powerful, bro, just to hear, you know, how one thing leads to another, and then you you just gain that confidence, say, as you keep going. So it's really exciting. But heading more into I guess like milestones, because you've definitely been able to do a few cool things. Was there like a sort of moment where you knew you like was starting to pick things up? Like, obviously you're into a bit of rapping as well, and beat making, like working with people. Was there any like cool people or places, just apart from those like schools, like anything else you got to do or people you got to meet?
One time I performed at a church. I wasn't expecting a crowd. Like, I wasn't expecting no one to come, but I got on stage and then it's packed from the front row to the back row to the hallway to the outside of the door. And then my first performance,
yeah, that must be like 1,000 people easy. Wow. And so you're like, yeah, that was quite a big jump from your previous performances, right? You didn't really have any performances like that before, right? And then you just,
this is my first performance.
Like, Bobby, yeah, man, that's a great first performance. Like, I guess when you finished it, I remember when I had my first big performance, you know, and I think it was like Christmas in the Square, like in Palmerston. We have each year we have something out in the like in the city park. So I said, oh, I'm keen to DJ, but like, yeah, I knew that it was gonna be a big crowd, but like, it's not until you're up on stage you're like, oh, I didn't expect it to be that big. I feel you on those feelings, bro. But but now you've
Nick of the Woods is my other favorite place to that's my favorite place to perform, and that's the only place I would perform, because I know the sound guys that work there, and it's just a nice place to perform.
Positive energy. Yeah. I actually went there, Nick of the Woods, for the first time when I saw Radnor play, and I loved how good that sound quality was. That it just felt like it was one of those places where all the great, like really nice, friendly people hang around. It just seemed like such a great place.
You know? Have you not performed there, Nick of the Woods?
I haven't performed there. I've only been to a show, but I love to perform there real soon. I definitely
They have showcases, so
yeah.
If I find out about the next showcase that's happening, I'll book you in.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I've been blessed to play some other places in Auckland.
But you have more of a reach than me.
Oh, well,
I would
argue that based on defining reach, but no, we I think together we both have our own reaches, and if we come together like we've already done, you just get to learn so much about our reaches, bro. Like, I mean, especially for you, hip-hop, me more dance, electronic, and then sort of doof house music, bass music, but then you got that sort of real gritty music, and then you've got, like you said, that real nice soft music, and I know that we both love both, so it's just, yeah, it's a big audience, that's cool. I was just saying how I went to the Nick of the Woods for the Aradna gig with the band, I just absolutely loved it, bro. Like, has there been any cool like gigs or shows that you've been to, like that you kind of have as memories, like really like stand out?
I don't really go to gigs, I'll be honest. Like, I'm not that kind of person that would go to parties or anything like that. I usually just stay in my room, but when I do go, I would go to just like local.
Yeah, local stuff, support. If you're gonna go, it's to support, you know, a good friend, eh? Like, or someone like in New Zealand. Yeah, yeah, like that, you know, is like, yeah.
Like I never got my full license to like last year, and I never got my restricted like 6 months before then, and I never had a car. So till I was like about 25, yeah, till I was about 25 years old, I would walk anywhere I would need to go. So if I needed to go to Auckland Central, I would walk.
You wouldn't even bus, yeah, just walk. Were there buses or like they were? I think even back then, like I remember when I was growing up, like till now anyway, like buses and like they finally come up, like so we actually come all the time. But I think back in the day, like sometimes it wasn't even worth catching a bus. Like sometimes you wouldn't get there, like because the bus didn't come up, or yeah.
So, oh no, I would catch the train.
Yeah,
catch the train, but then sometimes I would just walk. Like different mindset that I was in.
Oh, bro, hard.
Do you want me to, I can explain it like
yeah.
So like my brain is not functionable. Like it's it has a chemical imbalance in the brain, meaning that sometimes I could be happy, sometimes I could be sad, sometimes I'd be weird, sometimes I'd be out of it. And I've got a list of medications to take to keep me like how I'm focusing now, because till I got to the age of 25, I couldn't really see well. I was just drinking a lot. Doing all that kind of fiendish and whatnot. And then I met Bronston, who was a nice mate of mine. He works at Toyota. And then he sort of like told me that he doesn't really drink every day. He doesn't go out and smoke weed every day. It's like, this is the job and this is how you must treat it. And that's when I was like, so that's when I realized that if I wanted to make the next step into the music industry or make a career out of myself, I would have to actually do something about it.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Putting in the steps to place it, like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bro. I don't relate exactly perfectly with the whole, like, you know how the brain is in different modes, but like for me, I struggle.
That's from a doctor.
But like I actually I find like for me, I can't do the same work at the same place. So like if there's like just a really simple thing and like everyone's like, oh, you just do that at home somewhere, I'm like, nah, I have to drive all the way out to the city just to do, like even just to send an email, bro. Like it's a small email. But like if I'm feeling like, oh man, like something's up and like my mind's just like not settled, oh man, it's just impossible. And I'll literally go out and it will just, as soon as I go to a different space, bro, my whole life changes that day. I'll be like happy doing everything. So like, it's cool that you brought that up, because
So for you, would it be an experimental thing? Like an experimental environment.
It has to be dynamic, yeah. Because you know how at home, like you're just gonna see the same people, or like if you live by yourself. But like everything's very constant. But if you're out at the mall, you might see someone different, or you might see a different like color of clothes, and that for my brain changes everything. And I won't like stare, because obviously I've got to do my work. But as long as I can know at the back of my head that things are not just the same from what I can see, it actually affects our brain.
So yeah. Keeping a different routine comes by working, like you said, by going to malls and whatnot, but can also come by like how you find your inspiration, how you find your creativeness. And they can be simply like, because like some people that aren't allowed in the community find it by going online and like, have you heard of Google Earth?
Yeah.
So they were going Google Earth, and they were like, have a look around. Like the online world looks different, and then the real world looks different, and then each person's lives are different.
Yeah. So we can create that dynamic. Yeah, like changing feeling, and then that's great, and that's a cool point you made, especially people have find it hard to get out in the community, or like you said, not allowed to. It's very cool, bro. But that's a powerful gem. Like in the podcast, we talk about little gems, and I think for someone listening today on this podcast, they might think in their head, I'm gonna like remember, like that's part of how everyone finds their own inspiration, you know? So to feel good about it, you know? So that's what I think is cool, man.
Like posters. You know why they tell kids to do posters, collages, and write positive things and have a positive notebook? There's all reasons for that. So like when you're in a room and you can't leave, let's say there's a big ass storm coming or raining too hard, all you do is look at those posters, But nowadays, kids are on social media, so you got to have it on social media.
Yeah.
And there's so much content available on the internet that you can find to help inspire you too.
That's it, bro. Great power comes great responsibility, bro. That's on. It's so easy to get distracted online, but if you are willing to just like find your happy place, then at least you know that you're keeping the inspiration. So, bro, powerful, bro. And Ben, I think that leads us to a next kind of yarn. Yeah, did you have anything to add on that one?
My name is not Sheriff Sinatra, it's Sheriff Ryan.
Oh,
because I used to call myself Young Sinatra on SoundCloud, and I was number one on People, but then I changed it to Kid Pretty Trippy. But I couldn't change it on Facebook because it wouldn't let me.
It's just your little online name. Got you. So Chef Ryan, that's it. So that's the official the man himself. Yeah. And yeah. So what's your artist name? Because it's pretty trippy,
yeah. Yeah, Kid Pretty Trippy.
Oh, Kid Pretty Trippy. Yeah. That's cool. Cause that's right. I remember finding shortly after we first connected up some of your beats on online, SoundCloud and YouTube, and it was like, wow, yeah. Got a bit of stuff, bro. So yeah, that's just cool, bro. Like I actually had a couple of names before I was Dectric. I was Dectricity, and then me and my bro had not like a falling out, but he wanted to do house parties. And I'm like, bro, this like noise control comes and keeps stealing our gear. So I'm like, we're gonna have to like do our own thing. We're still good mates. And then he said, yeah. And so I was sitting there and thinking, okay, we were Dectricity, but now there's no like two of us. What's a singular name? And then Electricity, Electric, and so Dectricity, Dectric. And that's what I was like, oh, that's my new name. Yeah. So is that your name at the moment, Kid Pretty Trippy, or it's like your beats name?
No, that was my PlayStation name.
Yeah, nice. Wow. That's cool. Oh, well, solid, bro. So we've covered some good ground, bro. We've talked about people. Now, let's just dive in with the podcast you have done. So, for those that don't already know, you mentioned Bryson Mellow Downs. And, it's awesome that you did a podcast with him. I think I listened to all of it, like, when I was in the car. And, like, I just loved it, bro. But, you got a few other podcasts too, bro. Are you keen to share for us? You've had a yarn with my man.
So, the first season's already uploaded on all platforms. And the second season has Dr. Haran from Auckland University, and he also works in Auckland DHB.
Oh yeah,
and he's a psychiatrist. He does other things too. So he's on the podcast talking about mental health and whatnot. Also on the podcast is an artist from LA, from California, California, coming from I'm not too sure where it's actually from. I can't remember off the top of my head, because that interview got done in the middle of the night, like all of a sudden. But the artist's name is Alex Cantu, and he's a real nice, positive energy guy. He's bringing in a lot of energy, nice positivity, and we just spoke about all that kind of things and how you used to run track and field and how the process took him from when he first started when he was like in high school to how he is now and 29 years old and whatnot.
I'm looking forward to hearing all those episodes. But yeah, I'm just going through here and man, some beautiful podcasts, because I only just met Poetic properly like a month or two ago, like at the night market, because he does the clothing and stuff. And I had just always, when I was in Palmerston North, I was slowly learning about lots of different musos, and he had come up in different ways, and it's cool to meet him. But Rizvan, I remember Rizvan when I was growing up, like really young as a teenager, like 15, 16, and I saw he was like on a little mini social media interview, like with a quick hot tip. Bro, this is like cool that, I think what we both are into is just the spontaneousness of podcasts, say, just like hitting people up saying, hey, like, let's have a yarn, because it's so inspiring, but like real good, eh?
What are you doing tonight?
Oh, bro, plans for tonight. I believe I'm gonna quickly see if I can call up Wins on time. I'm gonna get them to try and sort me out a few things, hopefully before they close. And honestly, later tonight, nothing planned. I'm just how about you? Any plans for tonight?
I'm gonna go into town, into the city for my mom from work. So I was just wondering if you wanted to catch up then.
Oh, bro, that is us, bro. I reckon that is us. And that is on. Like, especially like I'm free tonight, and it'll be like, I can't wait. And I just love this podcast so much. Like, getting to know each other more. We've got like their real kind of similar mindset of like, just finding inspiration from things, you know, and like being open to all the possibilities. And just before we wrap up the podcast, bro, you got any like plugs for everyone, or any things to share, or any little words for the people out there for music?
If you want to do something, do it. Don't ever hesitate.
Oh man, do never ever hesitate. Yes, that's so true.
The longer you procrastinate, the longer you're not gonna want to do it. And then to never procrastinate.
Yeah, it's a death trap. We do it all the time, but we're just trying to tell you to learn from our experience, guys.
Do as I say, don't do as I do.
Hey, that's right, partner. We're trying to preach a good message out here, because we're not perfect ourselves, but if we can all preach to each other, man, we're going to take some inspiration. But it's been an absolute honor having you on the podcast, bro. And we were just talking before the podcast about how we were going to get each other on, and we're like, who should we do first? So I'm looking forward to jump on your podcast too, brother, and open up a bit about, you know, on the interview too. For everyone tuning in, definitely stay posted, you know, for developments, especially from the bro. Is there any like goals for you in the future with radio, do you think, at this stage?
That's out of my hands.
Oh, very nice. You're just letting it happen naturally, surrendering to the universe, just being open to all possibilities, eh, bro?
Career in radio would be good for me, but there's a lot that needs to be done, and then there's also time running out, like, yeah.
Well, I say that even though time's running out, time is just getting started. So I know with the audio engineering, radio, production, music production, you know, singing, rapping, instrument playing, music's so beautiful, there's so many pathways. And I know that, yeah, we're both just going to encourage each and every one of us here and everyone tuning into the podcast to just keep following music. As they say, like, you know, you can always take step away from music, but the music will never step away from you, you know? You can take the man out of the music, but you can't take the music out of the man. So, no, it's solid. But well, for everyone tuning in, that was B5No Podcast. With Chef Ryan, if you enjoyed that podcast, please make sure you share it with a good friend, and also check out some of the other podcasts for some more awesome testimony. And yeah, we're really looking forward to get back on the wagon. I know it's been a while since our last podcast. So yes, stay tuned on all of that as well. Quick plug for the Bros podcast as well. So make sure you check it out with the season 2 coming out, Chef Ryan Ryan podcast on all platforms. And yeah, we'll definitely catch you back for some more B5No podcast. Peace, love, and blessings, B5No.
This podcast is sponsored by Kick On Records. Kick On Records brings awesome music and gigs to you, based from Palmerston North to New Zealand. Stay tuned on their socials for all the awesome gigs coming up, as well as music releases. And a huge shout out to them for sponsoring B5No Podcast. Well, everyone, that was another B5No podcast. Super blessed to have you tuned in. We're going to have some amazing podcasts coming up, so stay tuned. Tell a friend if you enjoyed this one. Leave us a great review, and we'll catch you back for some more B5No podcasts. Peace and love, B5No.